Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yivam Staf Kuf Beis. We left off on Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. We were just past the two dots on Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, Rav Papa V'Rav Huna. So about the last word in line is V'Rav. So we are, today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by the Lightman family for Refuah Shleima, for Esther Basara, Shishtar Refuah Shleima, B'soch Shar Chole Yisrael, and also by the Shulman family for the first yard site of Mr. Arthur Rubin Shulman, Aaron Ruvain Ben Dov Ber, Olav HaShalom, Nesham B'Shev Aliyah. We thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So today what we're going to discuss is, first we're going to continue the discussion of how many Dayanim one requires for Chalitza, why you would require five Dayanim, where the Limbud comes from, and what kind of Dayanim one requires, whether a Ger is kosher to be a Dayan when it comes to Chalitza. Then the Gemara is going to talk a lot about the Chalitza shoe, the material that the Chalitza shoe is made of, the method of removal of the chalitza shoe. How do I know that the word chalitza even means removal? Maybe chalitza means tie it on really tight, where the rayas are in Tanakh, that's what the word chalitza means. The Gemara is also going to talk about having kavana by chalitza, whether chalitza requires kavana. I'm going to talk about having different types of material that the shoe might be made out of for legabe chalitza, Legabe Yom HaKippurim, and whether those halachos are related to each other. So let's begin. Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, Rav Papa Rav Huna Ben Rav Yeshua. So the Gemara goes back to discussing how many dayanim you require for chalitza. So Rav Papa Rav Huna Ben Rav Yeshua Avdi Uvda, they did a ma'isa chalitza, they did it with five dayanim. So ask the Gemara, Keman, Ke Rabbi Yehuda? What, they're passing like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds in the Braisa that you need five dayanim for chalitza? Vahadarbe, but the Gemara already proved that Rabbi Yehuda changed his mind, then he does not hold that you need five dayanim for chalitza. Says Gemara, you're right, for sume milsa, meaning even though you don't need five dayanim, but the minhag was to do with five dayanim in order to be mefarsem the fact that the Yavama had done the chalitza, and therefore people can go and marry her. So in order to let it be known that she's on the shidduch market and that it's okay to marry her, that she's no longer asura as a Yavama l'shuk, so they would get more dayanim involved in order to be mefarsem properly. So the Gemara brings other situations where they required five dayanim for chalitza. Rav Ashi iklu lebe Rav Kahana. Amar le solik mar le gaban. When Rav Ashi came to Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana said, come join us lemeluya bechamisha, because we need to have five dayanim for chalitza, so we're looking for a half a minion, and we're one short, so if you could join us. So Rav Kahana, havakim le kamed Rav Yehuda. Rav Kahana said, I stood in front of Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda and his bezin went to go do a chalitza, and va'amar li tosak and he told me, Rav Yehuda told me, come and bring with you a bundle of reeds, meaning a place where you could sit down, in order to be koveya makom for a chalitza, and bring the kanim in order to sit on them, together with, even though we already have three dayanim, litzterufi bechamisha, in order to be mitzarev, to have five dayanim. Amru lo, so he said to Rav Yehuda, lama li chamisha, why do you need five dayanim? L'kulei alma, you only need three dayanim for chalitza. So amru lohu, kechid l'farsim Milsas. Rav Yehuda says, you're right, in terms of the number of dayanim actually required for chalitza, you only need three, but we're trying to be mefarsim that the woman is mutaris l'shuk, and therefore we'd like to have five. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda avakai kamed Rav Yehuda. Another maaser, Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda was standing in front of Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda and his bezin were going to be kovei amakom to do a chalitza. So Amaleis, Rav Yehuda said, sak toz lezir zedekani, take with you a bundle of reeds and come be kovei amakom for a chalitza l'strufi bechamisha, in order to combine to have five dayanim for chalitza for sume milsa, so that, and he was explicit right at the outset, so that we could be mefarsem that the woman is a chalutza. So Amaleis, Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda said to Rav Yehuda, Tanina, I have a brisa that tells me be Yisrael, that the pasuk says the hakim lachiv shem be Yisrael, and from there we learn that the chalitza has to be bebezed in Yisrael, the lo bebezin shel gerim, that has to dafka be in a bezin shel Yisrael and not a bezin shel gerim. Va'ana ger ana, and ah, I, Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, am a ger, so I do not qualify. So even though Rav Yehuda called Rav Shmuel to be mitzaref for the dayanim of a chalitza, he was possible because he was a ger. But if he called him to be memali, the Ritva points out, had he asked him not to be one of the dayanim for the chalitza, but just to fill in the number five in order to have five dayanim, since he's not being mitzaref to the core number of the three that you need, he would have been kosher to do that. For that alone, he would be kosher. So that's how the Ritva says that he must have been asking him to be one of the original three dayanim on the chalitza. Some Rav Yehuda comments that a person who is very trustworthy, kigon Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, someone who's as trustworthy as Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, mafikna mamona apume, I would even be motzi mamon based on his word, that when he says that someone owes somebody else money, his word alone is enough to take money away, even if there are no edim that Reuven owes Shimon money. If he says so, if Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda says so, we would take money away from Reuven and give it to Shimon. So says mafikna salkadai, how could you possibly do that? It's against the halacha. Val pishnayim edim amar rachman, it's a very pasuk. You need two edim. You can't trust one aid to be motzi mamon. So elamar anashtara apume. No, what he means is we would make a reyusa in a shtar based on what he says. That if he says that a shtar chov, that a shtar that says that somebody owes money to somebody else, that he knows that it's already been paid, we would not allow that shtar to be used to collect a debt with. So what does this have to do with anything? So the reason this din appears over here, the Aruch Haner writes, is because Rabbi Yehuda wanted to be melamed his talmidim that which a ger is possible for chalitza is only to be mitzarev to the dayanim, but to the three dayanim. But to be memale the number of five dayanim is going to be kosher. The reason he didn't call him to be memale was because he was an adam chashuv that you'd even be motzi mamon al piv, meaning he had three other dayanim. So why would you ask him to be one of the original three and not one of the five? So he couldn't ask him to be one of the five because that would be disrespectful to him. He was such a trustworthy person. He was such a great person. So the Gemara follows up the story where they asked him to be one of the five and not one of the three by telling us what a trustworthy and what a great person he was, because that helps explain the story. That's how the Aruch Haner explains. So says Gemara, Amar Rav, Ger, once we're on the topic of a Ger and what a Ger can and cannot do. By the way, it's interesting that what was the name of this Ger? Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda was the name of the Ger. That's an unusual name for a ger, unless you assume that when we say that he's a ger, that he wasn't really a ger, that his yichus was that of a ger. But then that would be a great chiddush la'alacha, that someone whose yichus is a ger would not be able to do a chalitza. So that would be a big chiddush. So it's difficult to understand how Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, normally a ger is Ben Avram Avinu, he wouldn't be Bar Yehuda. So I'm not sure, I didn't see any discussion, but that's who the ger was over here. So it says the Gemara that Amar Rava, ger don es chaveru dvar Torah. A ger could be a dayan for another ger midor raisa shenemar, because the pasuk says som tos malach melech asher yivchar Hashem elokecha bo mikerev achecha tos malach melech, that when you do an appointment of a king, that has to come mikerev achecha. We're assuming that a dayan has the same status of a king, and since the Torah only says mikerev achecha, your tasim alech melech, so a ger cannot be dayan. So says Gemara, yeah, alecho to be in a mikarev achecha, but that's only when it's going to be alecho, when it's going to be for a native Jew, that it has to come mikarev achecha. Aval ger don es chaveru ger, but a ger can be a judge for another ger, because that's not alecha. And if his mother is Jewish, then he could be done even a Jew, meaning then he's kosher to be a dayan if he's a second generation ger and he's not the actual ger himself. But if he's when it comes to chalitza, his mother and his father both need to be native Jews, because it says v'nikra shemo b'yisrael, so darshan that he's got to be a Yisrael Gomer on all sides. So maybe that's the explanation for what we said with Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, that maybe either his father or his mother was a ger, and that's why he was able to be of Shmuel Bar Yehuda, because that would be enough to disqualify a person from Chalitza. Where do we get the idea that a ger is a king? So the Pasuk says, Melech b'mishpat yamid aretz, that the Pasuk of Mishlei says that a Melech is b'mishpat yamid aretz, that he who promotes Mishpat. And the Gemara Darshans and Maseches Ksubas, and in the end of Ksubas and in the beginning of Sanhedrin, that if the Dayan is like a Melech, meaning he's totally independent, he doesn't need other people, and therefore he doesn't have to falsely flatter other people, because he has all the money he needs, and he knows the dinim really well, and he knows how to paskin alone. He doesn't have to ask other people what the din is. Then yamid aretz, then such a dayan will be yamid aretz, meaning it's really, the pasuk is not really about a melech, it's about a dayan. But if a dayan is like a melech, then he's yamid aretz. Some of the mafarshim say that since in the pasuk it says a number of times sima, that tells me that any sima, any minui, any srara, any sima shatos melech has to be mikerev achecha. So it's not that he's a melech, it's just that when in the context of melech it talks about sima several times, and since it says sima several times, we darshan that it's not only about a minui melech, but it's about a minui of any srara, that it cannot come from a ger. So that's the shailas, right? Whether a ger is allowed to be a rosh yeshiva, is the fact that he's allowed to throw people out of the yeshiva considered a srara? All those shailas about srara is related to the issue of some tasim alecha melech, that mikerev achecha tasim alecha melech. Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Kana, Amar Rav. Im yavo Eliyahu v'yomar cholten v'minol shomelo. If Eliyahu and Avi were to come and tell us that you're allowed to do chalitza with a minol, which is made out of very soft leather, and it covers the foot on all sides, and it's made out of a number of patches of leather, and they tie it over the foot with short straps that come out by the heel, and they're tied on top of the shoe. So if someone says you could do chalitza with a minhal, so we're shomunla. We accept him, and we accept such a statement, and you do chalitza even with a minhal. But kolzman that Eliyahu HaNavi does not come and tell us that we're chalitza with a minhal, then we don't do that. We're only chalitza besandal. But if Eliyahu HaNavi were to come and tell us ein chalitza besandal, ein shomunla. Even Eliyahu HaNavi himself, if he were to tell us not to do chalitza with a sandal, we would not listen to him. A sandal is made from much harder leather. It covers the foot only from the bottom, and on the edges of the sandal, the sole is lifted up a little bit. It's just a different type of shoe. So that's what they always use. So if he were to tell us not to do chalitza with the chalitza shoe that we've had for 100 years, sometimes Bate Din have had a chalitza shoe mamish for 100 years. I think the RCA Basin, when I saw chalitza, they told us the shoe was over 100 years old. I think we're over 80. They said at least 80. We don't know. We're not sure how much longer than that. So a chalitza shoe is very, very old. So you could have, we've been doing chalitza with that shoe forever, or with that kind of shoe forever. Shekvar nagoam besandal, the minhag always was that we do with a sandal, and minhag is mevatel halacha in such a case. But if Eliyahu were to tell us that we do chalitza with a minhag, we're shomunlo, because he's not being mevatel a minhag, he's being mosif on the minhag, so that would be okay. We would trust him for that. Rav Yosef Amrav Kana Amravim, Yavi Eliyahu Yomar Ein Cholzim B'minhal Shomunlo. Rav Yosef Amrav Kana Amrav says that if Eliyahu were to come and tell us not to do chalitza with a minhag, we'd listen to him. But calls man that Eliyahu doesn't come and tell us mitzad adin, then l'chadchili you could do with the minhal. But if he would say ein chalzim besandal, ein shomelo, not to use a sandal, we would not listen to him to mivatal the minhag shekvar nagoam besandal, because the minhag already is with a sandal. My benayi, what's the difference between Rabba and Rav Yosef? If it sounds like we just read the same line twice, so benayi minhal l'chadchila, nafkamina between them is, can you use a minhal l'chadchila so long as Eliyahu has not come and told us not to do chalitza with the minhal? So according to Rabba, ein choltzin. According to Rav Yosef, yes choltzin. Ulman yomar afilu lechadchila. And according to the Shita, that you cholitz b'minol even lechadchila. Vatnan, but our Mishnah says choltz b'minol chalitzas k'sheira d'yevet in lechadchila lo. The Mishnah said that if you did chalitz b'minol, that chalitz is going to be kosher. That sounds very much that it's only a din b'di'evet, but lechadchila you're not allowed to. Says the Gemara, no, who adin afilu lechadchila. Really, the Mishnah means that even lechadchila you're allowed to. And the reason the Mishnah says the lashon of d'yevet is ID divided missing sefer be in paliya chalitzas b'sula tafil d'yevet on an amiresh d'yevet. Since the sefer wants to say that if you do chalitza with an impalia, which is made out of felt, so the chalitza is going to be possible even b'di'evet. So the reisha uses a lashon of b'di'evet, even though the halach is that it's kosher even lechadchila. The Tosfos Dibra Maskel Adin points out that it's muchach from here that the Mishnah says by sandal that has an akev that it's kosher, that that's b'di'avad, because the chora sandals kosher l'chachila. So why would it say it in the lashon b'di'avad? Elamai agav the sefer, when it has no akev, it's possible b'di'avad. So the Reisha writes that when it has an akev, it's kosher, even though it really means it's kosher l'chachila, and not only b'di'avad. But the Mishnah is just talking in the shonos of b'di'avad. So says the Gemara, that which Rabbi and Rav Yosef disagree, o mina l'chachila tanoihi, that which the Amoraim, Rabbi and Rav Yosef disagree about using a mina l'chachila, is in fact a machlokas tanoim. Titania, Amar Rav Yosef, pamachas alachti l'netzivin, one time I went to netzivin, matzasi zakein echad, and I saw a zakein echad, amarti lo, klum atabaki Rav Yudah ben Beseira, do you know Rav Yudah ben Beseira? Are you an expert in who Rav Yudah ben Beseira is? Amar lihein, val shulchani hutadir. He says, yeah, he eats at my house all the time. Of course I know who Rav Yudah ben Beseira is. Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi that the girsa is shulchani, a money changer, that shulchani haisa bi'iri, val shulchani hayutadir, means not that he would eat at my house, but that he was I'm a money changer, and he would always come change money with me. The Yavitz writes that Tosfos Goris that because the Gemara Maseches Beitza says that someone who's nana misudas acherim olam choshech ba'ado, that his olam, his world becomes dark for him if he's always nana from other people's tables. So therefore, it's not mistaver that he would be ochel by somebody tadir, because it's not a healthy thing to rely on other people all the time. A person should have a sense of independence. So it must be that no, he was his local money changer. So anyway, he asked him, Klumra Isa Shachalat Biyavama, have you ever seen him perform a chalitza? So Amar Li, Isi Shachalat Harbe Bamim. He says, yeah, I've seen him do many chalitzas. So he said, okay, Biminal or Bisandal. What type of shoe did he use when you saw him do many? I guess chalitzas probably used to be more common. People used to die young, much more frequently. So he said, did he use a minnel or a sandal? Samarli v'chicholtzin b'minnel. So the zakein said, what are you talking about? You're allowed to do chalitza with a minnel? Minnel is possible to do chalitza. So Marti Loa informed the zakein in Cain, if that's true, that when you do a minnel with a minnel, the chalitza is possible. Ma ra Rabbi Meir lomar cholza b'minnel chalitza sekshera. Why do you think Rabbi Meir said that it's going to be kosher? If everyone holds that it's possible, why would Rabbi Meir say differently and say that it's kosher? Rabbi Yaakov Amar Mishmon. Rabbi Yaakov said in the name of Rameir, Cholton B'minol, L'chadchila, that you're even L'chadchila allowed to use a minhal. So it says Gemara, this machlokas, Rabbi and Rav Yosef, whether a minhal is kosher L'chalitza L'chadchila, is already a machlokas Tanaim, that according to Rabbi Yosef, B'shitas Rameir, it's kosher, B'tiyaved, but according to Rabbi Yaakov, B'shitas Rameir, it's kosher even L'chadchila. So you already have a machlokas Tanaim, what Rameir held, whether a minhal is kosher b'di'avad or even kosher l'chadchila. So Mandi Amar, the one that says l'chadchila lo, that l'chadchila you're not allowed to use a minhal, meaning Rav Meir according to Rabbi Yossi's version, and Rabba in the name of Rav Kana Amarav. So Tana and that Amora who hold that l'chadchila you're not allowed to use a minhal, my time, or why not? So ilema mishum dahavya panta me'al, either because there's the leather piece that's on the foot of our raksa, and the things that you tie the shoe with on the me'al de me'al is above the thing above the foot, meaning that the na'al is over the regal and the straps that you use are on top of that. So v'Torah amra me'al v'lo me'al de me'al, and the Torah says that you have to do the chalitza me'al raglo, and this is me'al de me'al, meaning the way the placement of the straps are is the way the shoe is shaped, is that it's not me'al raglo, it's not directly me'al raglo. So ihach yafil diyavin nami lo, but if that were the case, that it doesn't meet the basic criteria of me'al raglo, then it shouldn't even be kosher b'di'avad. Even b'di'avad it wouldn't be kosher to do chalitza, because the Torah says me'al and not me'al de me'al, and that's why the chalitza has to be dafka with the sandal. So from the fact that those who hold the chalitza is dafka b'sandal, and nevertheless hold the b'di'avad, if you use a minhal, the chalitza is kosher, it must be the reason that we pass the minhal l'chadchila is not because of a psul of me'al de me'al raglo. Because the ikar point of the chalitza is that the foot should remain exposed without any shoe, even if it was done from me'al de me'al, even if it was done with a minhal that leaves as long as the regal was magula. So says the Gemara, okay, we have to have have a different reason why they pasul the mina lichadchila, but it would be kosher b'diavad. Why is it pasul lichadchila? Gzeri mishum mina merupat. You might come to use a mina that's torn, that's cracked on top, and since it's made from a soft type of leather, even when it's torn, it will rest on the foot. But where gozer, you might come to do a chalitza with that, and since it's torn, it's pasul chalitza because it's not considered that she was cholitz na'alo. It's considered that it's cholitz me'elav, that it's falling apart. So she wasn't the one that took it off. Inami mishum chatzim minal. Or another reason that to pasul a minal chalchila for chalitza is because you might come to use a chatzim minal, where only half of the nal, because it's very soft. So you could put it on the foot even if you only have half of it there. So therefore, there were gozer not to that you shouldn't come to use such a broken shoe or a half a shoe for a chalitza. So Amar Rav, ilav de chamisa de chavivi. Rav said, if not for the fact that I saw my uncle, Rav's uncle was Rabbi Chia, right? So the chalitz besandal, the isla shenotzin. Had it not been that I've seen my uncle use a sandal that has these straps to hold it together on the foot, I would have used a different type of sandal, the ones that shepherds use. So the mehadik tfei, because it attaches, it ties onto the foot much much better. And as long as it's tied on better, the chalitza is going to be a better chalitza. For Heidi Dunn and the chalitza shoe that we have, afalgav di ispe chumarta, even though it has clasps that you tie on the edge of the minal, and it goes through loops at the edge of the second minal, Katrina be misna, we still tie the regal with a strap as well, and kiyechi ditavi chalitzasa ma'aliyasa, so that will be matir the ritzuos from the regal really well, so that will be a full fledged chalitza. So now the Gemara is going to quote three different statements of Rabbi Domarav. Amar Rabbi Domarav, hataras yivam l'shuk, to do a chalitza, to be matir yivam l'shuk al yedei chalitza is bishmitas rov ha'ekev. You need to remove, you need to release the majority of the heel of the regel from the sandal, even though it's not kol ha-regel. So it says we're meisvei, but we'll challenge that. Hutru ritzuos minel the sandal osha shamat rov haregel chalitzas psula, that we have beferish that if it's only rov haregel, then the chalitza is going to be puzzled, that you need to remove kol haregel. So time with the shamatu, the reason is that the yavam is the one that removed rov haregel from the minel, that's why it's puzzled. But hasham tihi, but if the yavama would remove rov haregel chalitzas akshera, then the chalitza would in fact be kosher. So it's mistaber that when the brisa says that it's going to be that in a situation where the chalitza is going to be kosher is when she is the one that removes rov haregel, that's the same case where we would pasul when he removes rov haregel, and that's the brisa says rov haregel in rov ha'ekev lo, that you need to have rov haregel and not just rov ha'ekev. So answers the Gemara lo, it's not like you're saying right now, but it's dafka that it's dafka rov haregel. Haynu rov haregel, haynu rov ha'ekev. Those are interchangeable terms. The words rov haregel and rov ha'ekev mean the same thing. Amai karle rov haregel. Why do we call rov ha'ekev rov haregel? Dukuli chayle dekara ale dachis. Because the entire koach and the weight of the regel goes on the ekev. So even though we mean you only need to be shomit rov ha'ekev, calls it rov haregel. Misayele al Rabbi Yanai. So that we have a brisa that is a raya to Rabbi Yanai. The Rabbi Yanai is a raya. There's a brisa that's a raya. That the untying and the removal both has to be done by the woman. The man is not supposed to do either part of those things. So by Rabbi Yanai kar asu, the Rabbi Yanai asked the following question: if they tore the na'al from the regel and somahu, and they had the kavana was to do a chalitza by tearing it, saraftu, what if she burnt it off the foot? It's quite a magic trick, I guess. If she didn't burn him, she just burnt the chalitza shoe off of his foot. So mahu, is the chalitza going to be kosher? So galuya karabi inon avha'ika, is it just just that you need to expose the foot, and I don't care how she exposes the foot, whether she burns it off or she tears it off or anything else. Odilma chalitza be in aleko, or maybe you need an actual chalitza. You need some sort of untying and removal of the shoe from the foot, and you don't have that. So take the Gemara leaves that unresolved. By mina Rabbi Nechemia may Rabbis. Rabbi Nechemia asks Rabbi the following: Shnei menolim ze al gav ze mahu. What if you have two shoes, one on top of the other? Well, what's the case that you're exactly asking about? If you remove the top shoe and you leave the bottom shoe on the foot, and the shayla is where the mitzvah chalitza is to, that you need to be megala the regel, that there shouldn't be any shoe on it, and over here you were not megala the regel, but if the mitzvah is that it's just doing a chalitza and she did a chalitza, so that can't be the shayla, because me'al amarachmanav lo me'al de'me'al, that for sure would be a violation of me'al de'me'al, because the shoe is not even on the foot. The shoe is on top of another shoe that's on the foot. So there's no way that would work. So lo tzricha de karate li loy v'shalafte li tatzai. No, the shayla is if she tore off the upper shoe and then took off the lower shoe through a hole in the or she tore through the upper shoe and pulled off the lower shoe through the hole in the upper shoe, that she managed to pull off the lower shoe without pulling off the upper shoe. V'kayilai, so the upper shoe is still there, the outer shoe I should say is still there. So my chalitza bein v'ika, is it just that you need a chalitza and she did a chalitza? Adum l'gliyakara bein v'leka, or do you need to expose the foot, and this didn't expose the foot because the outer shoe is still there? So says the Gemara, umi ika ki agabna, is there such a thing as a person wearing two shoes? That, no one does such a thing. So even if this yavam were to wear two shoes and the yavama would be chalitz both of them, that wouldn't be considered a chalitza, because that's like being chalitz with a minil shein aroy lelechesbo. That's like being chalitz with a minil that no one would ever walk with, because it's totally unusual. It's strange to wear two shoes. So says Gemara, in no, there are some people that walk with two pairs of shoes. The chazir rabban raviuda denafak the chamisha zuzei muki lishuka, that he would wear five pairs of heavy slippers out to the shuk. So don't think it's so strange. It's something that apparently was done every once in a while for a person to wear multiple shoes, and therefore it's not considered shelo kederech, and therefore the chalitza could still be kosher. So the discussion that we forgot to have, but it's an interesting discussion. We'll just mention it, but we're not going to get to it. Is earlier in the daf we said im yavo eliyahu. Eliyahu, Navi gets to tell us what the halacha is. So that's a major, major discussion in halacha. When do we trust Eliyahu HaNavi in halacha? When do we not trust Eliyahu HaNavi in halacha? When Eliyahu HaNavi comes and says, I'm not coming in my role as Navi, I'm just coming here as a rabbi, and I'm telling you a psak halacha. So then maybe we do trust him in halacha, but then what's the chiddush? He's like any other rabbi. Why is he better than any other chacham in history? Unless it's he's telling us a metzius, then maybe it's going to be different. Okay, so there's a lot of discussion on that, and this sugya was a major raya in that. Vayter in the Gemara, another statement of Rabbi Dama Rav. Amar Rabbi Dama Rav, Yavama Shegdila Beina Achin. If you have a Vama that grew up while she was still a Shomeris Yavam among all these brothers, Mutaris Linasi Lechem Beina Achin. She's allowed to marry one of these brothers, meaning they could do Yibam on her. Vein Choshin Shema Choltza Sandal Le'echon Mehen. And we don't have to be Choshish that maybe while she was growing up in the house, one of them was having a difficult time getting his boots off after a snowy day or something, and his sister, you know, the Yavama came along and helped pull the boot off. Because time ago, says, whoa, we're not choshish that happened? That implies that if that ever did happen, that's a kasher chalitza. Is that really true? Meaning if one of the brothers was having trouble getting his boots off, and she came and pulled it off just to help him out without any kavana whatsoever for chalitza, that's going to be a valid chalitza. Va'atanya, but didn't we learn a brisa bein sheniskavin hu v'lo niskavne hi? Whether he had kavana and she didn't have kavana, bein sheniskavne hi v'lo niskavin hu, or whether she had kavana and he didn't have kavana, chalitza sapsula, the chalitza is going to be apostle, and she's able to be misyavim still to one of the brothers. Achi iskavnu shneim ke'echad. You need both the yavam and the yavama to have kavana l'shem chalitza. So you see that a chalitza that they don't both have kavana Tana for is not a chalitza, and they're still allowed to do yibum. So that's a kasha on Rav Yudam Rav, who holds that we're choshesh that a chalitza that we don't have to be choshesh that it happened, but if it does happen, that the chalitza is going to be kosher sachikamer. Avgav the chazinon ain choshen shemekivnu. No, what he means to say is even if we saw it happen, we don't have to be choshesh that maybe they had kavana, right? You don't have to assume kavana if you don't know that this was set up as a chalitza. The ikadamri and others don't change the way Rabbi Yudam Rav made his statement. They say time of the chazinon. They're medayik that it's only because we didn't see that she did a chalitza snal of one of the brothers that she's still eligible to do yibum. Ha chazinon. But if we saw that she pulled off the shoe of one of the brothers, so when she was in the Skadal Ben Achim, then Choshin, then we are Choshish that maybe they had Kavanah for Chalitza, that they both had Kavanah for Chalitza. Udukatana, Bai Kavanah, Hadimi Lishturi La Alma, Avala Achim Mifsala. No, maybe when we say that you require Kavanah, maybe it's not that we're Choshish that they had Kavanah, but maybe the whole requirement of Kavanah is only if you want to be Mater or Lashuk. But as far as asking her to one of the brothers to not allow them to do Yibum, maybe that it will be enough to asar on the brothers, meaning l'chumra will assume that it counts as a good chalitza. When the Brisa says that without kavanah for both of them it's pasul, that's what it means. It means that the pasul to marry the brother, but it doesn't necessarily mean that she's it means pasul that she's not yet a chalitza to go marry the shuk, but maybe in a chinami she's not allowed to do yibum either. So I'm Rav Yudam Rav. Sandal atafor bepishtan. Another statement of Rav Yudam Rav. If you have a sandal, you have a shoe that is sewn with pishtan, that the stitching that holds the shoe together is flax. So ein cholzen, but you're not allowed to do chalitza with it because the shoe has to be entirely made out of leather. Shemar v'enalech tachash. So tachash is or, so it sounds like the minhal has to be made completely out of or, out of leather. So the ema, why don't we dash in the pasuk that tachash in midiachrin elo, that it's only the leather of a tachash that's kosher for chalitza, but any other leather from any other animal is going to be possible for chalitza. Says, well, no, nal riba. There's a riba in the pasuk that says nal several times, so that's how we know to include more things. So it's got to be leather, but it could be leather of different animals. E nal riba, if you would call me linami. Maybe now there's such a riboy that you can use anything, you can use any material. Imkein tachash mayahanile. No, but then what does tachash add? It must be coming to tell me that it's more of a limitation. So that's how we learn that it's limited to only leather, but what kind of leather? Any leather from any animal. So b'mina Rav Elazar mirav, who shall or v'tarsiyosav shall sayar mahu? What if the shoe itself is made out of or, but the straps of the shoe are made out of goat hair? So do we learn from the pasuk ben aleich tachash that the straps also have to be of or? So I mean, we already know the stitching and the shoe itself, but what about the straps? So amalei milo karinan bay ven aleich tachash. If those straps were made out of goat hair, wouldn't we be able to say about it ven aleich tachash that ven aleich tachash? I'm sorry, the other way around. That doesn't ben aleich tachash relate to the straps as well? Ben aleich tachash, he's saying, is even if it wore goat hair, wouldn't we still be able to say ben aleich tachash because it comes from the hair of an animal? Meaning it's an animal product. So as long as it's an animal product, it should be fine. Meaning that yes, there's a limitation, but the limitation is just that you can't use a non-animal product. Ihachi kulu shel seir nami. So if that's the case, let the whole thing be made out of goat hair. So karko mikri, that wouldn't be called a na'al. That would be called a kurka, which is some other type of slipper, and therefore that would not be kosher. So the Gemara discusses how do you know that by chalitza the word chalitza itself means to remove a shoe from the yavam. Amalei Rav Kana l'Shmuel, mimai d'hai v'choltzon alo me'al raglo mishlafu. How do you know that v'choltzon alo me'al raglo means to remove the shoe? D'chsiv, because the pasuk says by a bayis hamenuga, by a house that has tzara'as, v'chiltu es ha'avonim asher bahen ha'nega, that they do chalitza of the stones where the nega is. That means removing of the stones. V'emez ruzehu, maybe it means we're being mizaris to put something there, and the yavamate takes the mineral from the ground and puts it on his foot, because you do find chalitza means zeros as well. Because by Milchamas Midyan it says, it means be mizaris and get people out to fight in the war. So it says, Hasam Nami Shlufimi based on the Kurova. No, that also means to remove. It means get them out of their homes. So remove them from their homes to go fight in the war. So the word chalitza always means to remove. Ask Gemara Vaksiv, Yechalitz Ani Va'anyo, that our Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling us to give an Ani Kawach in his Aniyus. So Yechalitz means a zeros, and even by maybe by chalitza it also means a zeros. So says Gemara, no, Yolam really that it's, it means removal. Bischar Anyo, and the schar that he gets from the kapara of being poor, Yechalitz Medina Shal Gehenim, will remove him from Dina Shal Gehenim. So chalitza, even in that context, means removal. Sounds like that the Malach is being mizareis Yireyav, is being mizareis those people who have Yerushamayim. So I ask the Gemara, no, the pasuk is also means b'schar Yireyav Yichaltzeim midina shel Gehenim, in the schar of having Yerushamayim, that these people will be taken away, will be removed from Dina Shel Gehenim. Okay, but I'll quote another pasuk, Elahaduk Siv, that which it says by the brachos that a person is misparech, if he's mefayes la'ani, if a person instead of just giving tzedakah to an ani, offers an encouraging word, and he gives a divrei pius to an ani. It says va'asmosecha yachlitz v'amrav lazer zu meula sheva brachos, that this is the greatest of the 11 brachos that someone who's mefayes la'ani is blessed with. The Gemara tells us in the beginning of Saks Basra that nosin pruta la'ani is misparech b'sheish brachos, that you're blessed with 6 brachos if you give money to a poor person, but ha'mefayes b'dvarim is misparech b'yod aleph brachos, if you're mefayes la'ani b'dvarim you get 11 brachos, and this is the greatest of all the 11 brachos. Va'amar Rava, and Rava says that why is it the greatest of the brachos? Ruza garmi, it's mechazik his bones. So how do I know that the chalitza means that you should remove? Maybe it means to be mizaris, that you should put it on him. Says Mara, in mashmach yumashmach. You're right. The word chalitza in Tanakh means different things. Dahacha. But by chalitza of Yavama, Isal Gadag Zuzehu, Imkein Lufta Rachman of Chalzana Alo, Biraglo! It should have said, if it means putting the shoe on the foot, it should have said, Chalzana Alo, Biraglo! That would imply you're putting it on the foot. From the fact that it says, Meiraglo, that implies that you're taking it off the foot. Ikos Rachman of Biraglo, Avamina Biraglo in Bishukalo. No, if it only would have said Biraglo, I would think that only Biragel is kosher. But if a person is an amputee, where you tie it onto the calf, that it's going to be no good. So Kasra Rachmana Me'al Raglo, that's why it had to say Me'al Raglo, to let you know the location on the foot, not because it's trying to tell you to take it off rather than put it on, but to tell you that it's not only the lower part of the foot, that even if a person has his foot amputated, you can put it on the higher part of the foot as well. Dafilu Bishoko, same Kain Lichtra Rachmana Be Me'al Raglo, then it should have said put it on the me'al raglo. Put it on the area that's above the bottom of the foot. So my me'al raglo, why does it just say me'al raglo? Shvamina mishlafu. That's how I know that chalitza must mean to remove the shoe. Amleihu mina the Rambam Gamliel. A certain min says Rambam Gamliel. Amad the chalitza mari minei. Am Yisrael is a nation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was cholet. He abandoned them. Dechsiv betzonim uvukaram yelchu levakesh as Hashem v'lo yimtzau cholatz lehem. That they're going to come with their karbanos to try to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're going to find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has abandoned them. So Amalei Ram Gamliel says, Shota, Miksiv Chalatz Lahem. Does it say Chalatz Lahem? Chalatz Mayhem Ksiv. It says Chalatz Mayhem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekabel Chalitza from Am Yisrael. Vili Yivama to Chalatz La'achin Midi Mishasha Yisbei. If you have a Yivama that the Yavam was Mekabel Chalitza from her, so is there any Chashash with such a Chalitza? The Yavam is the one that's cholets to the Yavama, not lahepich. So the whole thing, there's no abandonment, there's no separation between Am Yisrael and the Ribbono Shalom through any sort of chalitza. Being palya chalitza subsulu. We then said that using an in palya would make for a pasul of chalitza. So the memra de in palya lav minalu. Do you mean to tell me that an in palya doesn't qualify as a minal, as a shoe, and therefore it's possible to use for chalitza utna nami? And I mean utna nami, and we have legabe trumas halitza. Lishcha, The person who's taking the Trumas Halishcha cannot come in with a long coat that's hemmed at the bottom, and nor with a shoe made out of felt or made out of cloth, in order that they should not be choshesh that he's hiding the money. He's taking the Trumas Halishcha, he's taking the money for the Kavanas HaTzibur, so we want to give him no places where he could possibly hide the money. Certainly he's not allowed to come in with a minhal or a sandal, because anyway you're not allowed to go into the Azara with a minhal of a sandal, not only when you're coming to do Trumas Halishcha. So we say, we learn this from the Pasuk, Mi Bikeshos B'yadchem Ramos Chatzere, that it's also to enter with a minhal. So it sounds that an impalia is not included in a minhal, and therefore, as far as entering the Azara, the impalia would not have been a problem. The only problem with the impalia is the chashash that the guy's going to be stealing some money. Or a minhal, but I'll ask you a stira, because but when it talks about the Yisra of Ni'ilas HaSandal B'yom HaKippurim, Echad minhal the sandal, the impalia lo yitayil ben lo mibayis lebayis lo mimita lemita. So don't you see that the Yisra of Yom HaKippurim of wearing leather shoes includes even a non-leather shoe, even an impalia? Samarava, the ispek sisei umishum tanuk. That really an impalia is not a minhal. The reason the Braisa Asher is wearing a Yom Kippur is to talk about an impalia that has small cuttings, small chatichos of soft things, of soft type of cotton or something like that, or wool, and it gives them extra tanuk, it makes it extra enjoyable to wear. So that's not appropriate on Yom Kippur, even though it's not going to be a minhal. So Amalei Rav Mishum Tanuk below minhal Yom Kippur Miyasiriva Rabbi Ravun. Is that a problem to wear comfortable sneakers in Yom Kippur? Elam Rav Lo Kasha. Kan bin Pali Shalor, Kan bin Pali Shal Beged. That it must be that there's a difference between Pali Shalor and Pali Shal Beged. Hachinam Yisavri, Di Lote Machi, Kashi Yom Kippur, Mei Yom Kippurim. Zitani Lo Yitai Ladam Bukur Kati Gichson, Betoch Beisov, and Betai Lu Bin Pilin Betoch Beisov. That there is, that it's elsewhere we learn that you are allowed to go with it in Yom Kippur. Elav Shmamina, Kan bin Pali Shalor, Kan bin Pali Shal Beged, Shmamina. So it must be that there's a chiluk between Impali Shalar and Impali Shal Beged. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up three lines from the bottom of the page. Have a great Shabbos, everyone.
Yeah. Great Shabbos.